Monday. Today is April the 22nd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, big news late last week was the EPA's waiver for E15 year-round. That's a big deal here in Ohio and all across the country as we go into the summer driving season. We're also going to look at the update on fertilizer prices. Unfortunately, those seem to be creeping up as we get closer to planting season. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Monday morning with an announcement that came out on Friday from the U.S. EPA. They announced that it's issuing a waiver to allow the use of E15 nationwide again this summer. This will lengthen the period during which Americans can continue buying E15, that being from June 1st to September 15th. With some comments, here's the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association Executive Director, Tad Nicholson.
It was a long-awaited emergency waiver for this summer driving season. So, you know, we've been working for a long time to undo some regulations that are totally obscure, no logical sense, why they restrict the sale of E15, which is unleaded 88, how it's marketed in Ohio. That's restricted during the June 1 to September 15 summer driving season. That has been waived for this summer, so we're not going to have to stop selling it, and that's a good thing for consumers who enjoy that lower cost fuel. It's a good thing for ethanol industry in general, but also it allows us more time to get a federal fix, and that's what we've been working towards with a large coalition to get a federal fix so we don't have to do these summertime waivers each summer. We're working with the petroleum industry. First time really ever we've had a coalition that includes the ethanol, the corn producers, and the petroleum industry all working towards a common goal of a federal fix for E15 year-round sales.
Thanks, Tad, and a lot of organizations coming together to make that happen, including the National Corn Growers Association, Ohio Corn and Wheat, and of course, Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working with the American Farm Bureau Federation. We're going to turn our attention now to some other agricultural headlines dealing with fertilizer prices. The average retail fertilizer prices for all 8 fertilizers were up from a month ago as we look at the second week of April, that according to a survey by DTN. Now, despite the increases, only one fertilizer saw a significant price jump. Anything 5% or higher is in that category, and UAN32 is 5% higher in price compared to last month. That price, $4.17 a ton. The remaining 7 fertilizers were just slightly more expensive compared to last month. DAP had an average price of $7.91 per ton, MAP at $8.31 a ton. Potash came in at $514 per ton, while urea was $5.87 a ton. 1034-0 was $640 per ton nationwide, and anhydrous ammonia was $7.95, while UAN28 was $363 a ton. If you break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen, the average urea price was 64 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was at 48 cents a pound, UAN28 was at 65 cents a pound, and UAN32 also at 65 cents a pound. Now, the price of one fertilizer now slightly higher than it was a year ago, that being MAP, it's now up 3% more than it was a year ago at this time. Prices for the remaining 7 fertilizers are lower compared to a year ago. DAP is 4% less expensive, urea down 6%, 1034-0 is 14% less expensive, while UAN28 is 15% lower, UAN32 is 18% less expensive, potash is down 20%, and anhydrous ammonia is 21% less expensive compared to a year ago. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to switch now from talking about fertilizer prices to talking about grain stocks and take a look at how the quarterly grain stocks reports came from a prior month and how it affects the Ag Department's April take on domestic commodity supplies and demand estimates. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate incorporated data from last month's quarterly stocks report into the domestic balance sheets, plus information from the quarterly hogs and pigs report. What were the impacts? According to USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer,
the market's already absorbed a lot of those things where we might say on the balance sheet, we might make some changes to disappearance because of what we saw in grain stocks. So there aren't in that regard. There are adjustments in the balance sheet, but they may not be surprises of adjustments in the balance sheet and not huge.
So regarding domestic balance sheets for major commodities,
we can see overall in all the crops adjustments in terms of continued pace, either from what we're seeing in stocks and disappearance. So for instance, rice, we might see smaller consumption numbers domestically, but we've also seen a pickup in export numbers for rice as well.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski offers other examples of how the latest quarterly stocks reports are reflected in April's domestic supply and demand ledger, such as wheat.
We reduced our U.S. wheat import forecast by 5 million bushels. Again, pretty small adjustment, mainly based on slower pace of HRW imports. And we reduced our feed and residual use by 30 million bushels, reflecting quarterly disappearance based on that most recent grain stocks report. So when you add that all through the balance sheet, we end up with 25 million more bushels in ending stocks this month than we had been reporting last month. That would be up about 128 million bushels year over year.
And corn.
We raised our feed and residual use by 25 million bushels. And then we also raised our corn use for ethanol production forecast by 25 million bushels. Ethanol margins have been relatively strong. Gasoline prices are high. Corn prices are low. So they do have an incentive to produce more ethanol. With all those changes working through the balance sheet, ending stocks tighten up by about 50 million bushels.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agriculture news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.